You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa published the results of a survey poll showing public support for sanctions on Israel. The PSNA have backed the results as proof that popular opinion in Aotearoa is against Israel's genocide in Gaza. Further, PSNA claims that by doing nothing, the government and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters are falling out of alignment with the public on the issue and demand action from the government. I spoke to Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto about the results of the survey, what they mean, and what PSNA want to see from the government. Can you walk us through what this poll entailed and what these results show us?
Well, what the poll entailed was asking two questions, and this is a professional opinion poll, which we paid for, and asked two questions, essentially. One, did people support the government putting sanctions on Israel, and did people support the government recognising Palestine as a state? And in both of the in answer to both of those questions, close to two-thirds of the people who gave an opinion said that they supported sanctions against Israel and they supported recognising a Palestinian state. So New Zealand public is very much on side with the government taking a really strong stance against what Israel's doing and backing it up with sanctions, because sanctions are the only way we're going to stop the genocide in Gaza.
And how do these results reflect other measures or demonstrations that we've seen of public support?
Well, I think a poll like that is like a snapshot in time. And I think since the poll was taken, which is probably about a month ago now, maybe 3 weeks ago, I think the images we've seen of starvation, of children dying in Gaza from starvation, those images are absolutely haunting. And the people of New Zealand, I think the numbers would have hardened up a hell of a lot more. So there'll be even stronger public support for us to sanction Israel for what it's doing. You know, in my lifetime, I've never seen a situation where we've got this, the level of depravity and cruelty of a state, and in this case, the state of Israel, that has not had a very firm response from the New Zealand government. We are doing nothing. The only thing we're doing is putting a name to statements that are utterly meaningless. For 22 months, Israel has ignored every statement we've made, and we have to back it up now with sanctions.
How do you expect to see this public opinion and support continue to shift and grow?
Well, it will shift and grow, and it's growing. It's right now, it's growing very, very fast, because people, you know, yes, we've had 22 months of this, and you could say, oh, people are getting sick of it. Well, people are seeing images now that are absolutely shocking to anyone with any kind of, with any kind of conscience. The images of starvation in Gaza, and the fact that the Western world is standing by silently, doing nothing. Yes, they talk, but there's no action. We've got to get away from the talk. Forget the words. We've had too many words. We need action. And it must be to sanction Israel, to stop trading with Israel, to throw out the Israeli ambassador, to stop Raycon sending crystal oscillators for use in the bombs that are killing Palestinians in Gaza, and to stop Rocket Lab from sending up satellites that are going to provide surveillance for Israel in Gaza. We've got to stop all that. We've got to put some real tough action into sanctioning Israel, which will mean we have much greater pressure on Israel to end the genocide now.
On the results themselves, are there any important differences between different groups or demographics that we should be paying attention to?
Well, I think the interesting thing about the political party positions is that the New Zealand First is the only political party where there's been strong opposition to sanctions. In other words, Winston Peters, his party supporters, which is, you know, the most reactionary part of the coalition government, they are most resistant to sanctions. So Winston Peters is really allowing a tiny minority of people in the country who support his party to have an enormous say over this policy. The people of New Zealand want the government to act. New Zealand First doesn't want the government to act. And New Zealand First is having its way. It's not credible or conscionable for New Zealanders to put up with that.
To what extent does what we have seen from the government reflect this public opinion, and where is there a disconnect?
I know that there are lots of people within the government, lots of MPs within the government, who are deeply, deeply concerned about what they're seeing. The problem is that they are not being given the opportunity to speak out about this. This is Nationals telling its MPs, do not speak out about this. We have an official policy. Leave it to Winston Peters. In other words, National has contracted out foreign policy to New Zealand First, and National MPs have no say in it. They simply meet a brick wall when they're talking to Winston Peters about this. So the government is... Christopher Luxon and all of his ministers are kowtowing to the New Zealand First position, and this is what has to stop. And we have to have meaty, strong, determined, principled sanctions against Israel to stop this genocide in Gaza.
And what does the PSNA now want to see from the government?
Well, we want to see really strong sanctions taken by New Zealand. And I've mentioned some of them, but yeah, we should be ending any trade with Israel. We should be ending diplomatic links, any cultural links. We should be ending any kind of two-way agreements we have with Israel, and we have three of them. We should cancel all of them, and we should make it clear to Israel that it is a pariah state and that New Zealand will be working really hard with other countries at the United Nations in September to expel Israel from the United Nations. This has happened before. It happened to South Africa. It needs to happen to Israel, because it does not, there is no place in the community of nations for a country which is behaving the way Israel is, with this mass killing and mass starvation of people in Gaza.
The survey shows a slight difference between the support for sanctions and recognition for Palestinian statehood. What does this difference reveal about how those in Aotearoa are interacting and engaging with the genocide in Gaza?
Well, I think, yes, there is. There's an important difference. Yeah, there were more people saying that they supported sanctions than they supported recognition of Palestine. And it seems to us that those people... There is a stronger feeling that we need to take action against Israel, and I think from our point of view, it's an important difference, because it is the sanctions which will be able to stop the genocide, not recognition of a Palestinian state. So the emphasis in New Zealand must be on sanctions rather than recognising a Palestinian state.
That was Palestinian Solidarity Network Aotearoa co-chair John Minto on public support for sanctions on Israel in Aotearoa and how this should influence the government's actions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.